Carrie Shepherd is with Axios, and she wrote an article that captured my attention because, like I said, it seems like AI is being used in some form or fashion in some classrooms. But how would you like to have a therapist that, well, is an AI therapist? I've been campaigning, no one's listening, but I've just wanted some guardrails and some regulation around artificial intelligence. And finally, Illinois did something, right?
Yeah, you've been campaigning. Interesting. I didn't know that. But yes, they are. The state is listening. Actually, the governor last week just signed into law the Wellness and Oversight for Psychological Resources Act, which is short for, if you do the acronym, it's a WHOPPER. I don't know if you are a fan of the movie War Games, but that's a reference to War Games. Okay. So anyway, this was pushed by the Association of Social Workers. Is the legislative director there drafted up the bill because of concerns from its members that there possibly are people who are not trained, who are not licensed, that are handing out, you know, these bots giving behavioral health advice. And, you know, the bigger problem would be diagnoses, you know, and it would be sort of a bot diagnosing you. And that was some of the concern, is that they wanted to put some guardrails around it.
Okay, so let me get this right. There is a point, maybe we're at that point, where people are using artificial intelligence, a robot, as a therapist?
Well, yes. Sort of. So the idea, there are some of these apps that are launching that will say, you know, they do, some of them put disclaimers out there and say this is not a replacement for therapy, but you can't call your therapist 24 hours a day. You can't just type something real quick and get a response. I mean, the bigger issue being that people are using these bots, and this is another subject, but even for like companionship, some people are saying, telling like Match.com, one of my colleagues reported this, that they are using Match to communicate with an AI bot, with a bot, and using that as companionship. So the fear being, of course, when we're dealing with, you know, serious mental health issues, you need somebody who's actually trained. You need somebody who's actually licensed. You have to be licensed, of course, in Illinois and other states to provide this kind of care. You can't just, you know, be like Lucy from Peanuts and set up a little booth and say, hey, the doctor is in, if you're not a doctor, right?
Yeah, so yeah.
This would set up some guardrails around that to hopefully protect it and, you know, put some in by the Department of Professional Regulation in the state.
It needed to be done. I had seen that New York Times article where, a person who was struggling got online, interacted with a chat bot, basically an AI robot, and, you know, got into a deep communication, and ChatGPT told them to use ketamine. And outside of, you know, a doctor's office, ketamine is illegal, and apparently he did. They said some people are getting delusional after listening to these basically robots or ChatGPT.
Yeah, that's a fascinating article. I linked to that in my article. Is this, you know, this person was, you know, had prescribed medication from his doctors, and, you know, the bot told him to go off of that and actually use ketamine, which ketamine is used as a therapeutic, for therapeutic reasons sometimes, but it should be obviously under, you know, you should be under a doctor's care if you're going to use it.
Right.
And so he told the New York Times how he felt sort of deeper and deeper. And, you know, there is this something that the psychologists have written about, this AI-induced psychosis. And, you know, that's different from people who already have psychosis, but this idea that if you're having a manic episode already and you're going to the chatbot, it can really exacerbate the manic episode.
And so this has been signed into law. In Illinois.
This has been signed into law. Illinois joins Nevada and New York in putting some regulations around this. And this was passed in the session in the spring, and then the governor signed it into law last week.
Well, I think that's one step forward of getting some guardrails up around AI, because I also worry, you know, you think maybe your 13, 14, 18, or 19-year-old is not online asking ChatGPT about the mental struggle they're having, because who knows what kind of answer they're going to get. And I think people need human interaction when it comes to that type of illness.
Yeah, being the internet, this is not going to stop people from you. It's, you know, like the person I talked to from Kyle Hillman from the social workers organization. This isn't like stopping people from using WebMD. We all sort of have this problem, right? Where we're like, oh, I've got this symptom. Let me just check WebMD. You know, ideally we don't rely solely on that. We talk to our doctor, but. So this is not like going to stop people from maybe using ChatGPT to say, okay, I'm experiencing XYZ. The idea is, though, that ChatGPT should not be giving you diagnoses or behavioral therapy, mental health therapy back to you, because they're just not licensed to do that.
Right. Thank you so much, Carrie. I found your article very interesting, and everyone can read it at Axios.com, right?
Yes, axios.com/Chicago.
Thank you so much.